This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Ken and Doug awaiting your calls if you'd like to join us. We're also going to bring you up to date on all the health news. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, 1-888-553-7536.
It always gives us an opportunity as we open up the file on Dr. Ken to address things that are important on Good Day Health to the listeners around the country and around the world, things that come from the medical journals that you study every week, and also things that are going on as this is Heart Month, Valentine's Day weekend, and you're a cardiologist. I wonder, I think I've asked you this before, we've been doing this for a number of years, and it seems to me that in a crevice of my mind, that's just where I was for a second here, trying to find something that I remember. I keep a lot of the files from past conversations that we've had that were important and timely for a particular time of year. So I was looking for something that I remembered from a conversation that we'd had about hearts, and because this is Valentine's Day and it is supposedly about matters of the heart, I remember once we talked at length about how people do die of broken hearts, that the heart can stop functioning. Now, that doesn't sound like an upper. I'd rather turn it around and think that we could talk about things that are good for the heart at Valentine's Day. When I think about all these Sherry's berries and the chocolates and other things that we're selling that are yummy, I don't know how good they are necessarily for our long being, but for our health and longevity. But every once in a while you can get off of the beaten path and have some fun with things like that. But because this is a time of year when we are focused on the heart and heart failure, life-threatening condition that represents a staggering economic burden on the United States, because 6 million people are part of your constituency. Certain types of heart disease, a leading cause of hospitalizations for Americans, especially if you're over the age of 65. And so I wonder what you say the same thing, and I wonder if you feel like a broken record. I said this, I passed this story along. You've never met either of my children, Ken, and so you don't get my son necessarily, but he's a drug and alcohol counselor here in Los Angeles. And one of the things that he often talks about with the kids, because he works with kids that are from 14 to 18, is what happens to their heart and their circulatory system, because that's one of the things they teach them when they are. He has a degree now in counseling that is specific to drugs and alcohol and what it does to the bodies of these youngsters who go down this path. They get onto drugs and alcohol and what, and most of the implications are for their heart later in life, even if it doesn't affect them at the early age when they get started. But most of that time, it has long-term implications. And I wonder how often you see younger people who may come into you with heart ailments or circulatory issues.
Unfortunately, too frequently. If you see a heart attack in a 20-year-old, you have to think of cocaine number 1 through 20 as the cause. Yeah. And yes, they may have a rare congenital abnormality of the circulation to the heart, but most likely they're taking cocaine. Yeah. You see in a 20-year-old a very, very fast heart rate suddenly, you have to wonder whether they've been smoking pot recently.
Yeah.
So absolutely, we see drugs, and it's unfortunate, and it does have long-term effects. And, you know, I have a millennial daughter, fortunately, has strong opinions against drugs. But, you know, I see what's going on there now because of, you know, where she is in life. And, mm-hmm. you know, they just think they're invincible and it's not going to affect them. But you're right. These things have long-term effects. You also mentioned something about the broken heart. This is a mouthful, but there's a Japanese cardiologist who coined the term Takotsubo cardiomyopathy. And this literally is broken heart from a very severe emotional issue in one's life. It most commonly occurs in women after the most dramatic emotional issue, for example, losing a child unexpectedly. Mm-hmm. And suddenly the heart yesterday was beating fine, the function was normal, and suddenly today it's barely contracting at all. I've seen this. It's real. It has a name, Takotsubo cardiomyopathy, after Dr. Takotsubo, a very well-known cardiologist in Japan. And there's a pathology. If you look at the heart, you can see the abnormalities that suddenly occur. And fortunately, with stress reduction, the muscle function comes back. It's fascinating. I have a few patients in my own practice where they went from normal heart function to almost no heart function, and today, thank our lucky stars, there's normal function.
God love them. Well, it's food for thought, certainly. We may talk a little bit more about heart failure and those sorts of things as
mental stress. Almost as bad as cigarette smoking,
mm-hmm.
and worse than football.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's saying something. 888-553-7536. You know, it's been a while since we focused on taking calls. I usually advise, because there's so much information here, if you have a question for Ken, send it to me, Doug@DougStephan.com, or you can use @DJVShow or @DougStephan to send it to me as well. But let's use the conventional method to talk to Mary Ann, who's in Winter Haven, Florida, with actually a follow-up call, a question, or the results of some advice that you gave to her regarding her father. Mary Ann, you're on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Ken. I just wanted to do a quick follow-up. Hi, Doug.
Hi.
I just wanted to let you know, I had called in December. Remember, Daddy had gone into a dermatologist for a biopsy. They used a cautery device. A little backup on Dad is he's 100% pacer dependent.
Yes.
He's a chronic AFib, had warfarin therapy, and unfortunately, unknowingly, they used the cautery device, and it suspended the pacing action of his pacemaker in the office.
What is a cautery device? What's that?
That's a way to stop the bleeding during surgery. You just kind of sizzle the tissue, if you will.
Yes, and what happened is his pacer interpreted that as an intrinsic beat and stopped pacing.
Yes, you must put the magnet on somebody who's having a cautery.
Right. So you had advised that we go to his cardiologist and get a game plan for this cancer to treat it safely and effectively.
Yes.
So we did, and he recommended an oncologist, radiologist, and Boston... Oh, sorry. I don't know if I can say that.
You can, sure.
Scientific Center representative, and they formed a game plan with my dad's cardiologist.
Good.
They interrogated his pacer, live interrogation with the pacer rep before we began treatment. They also, just as a precaution, placed a magnet before every treatment because they were worried about scatter radiation. And we went through all these treatments.
Let me just, because people are lost right now. So her dad needed surgery, and they needed to use this device during surgery that stops the bleeding, and it just kind of tinges this tissue so it stops bleeding. But it also confuses the pacemaker. The pacemaker is just a battery and a wire. It's a spark. So if the heart is not beating at a certain pre-programmed rate, the spark goes off, so you have another spark to keep the heart moving. And her Dad needs this constant spark. They were using this device during surgery, and the pacemaker gets confused. But if you put a magnet over the pacemaker no longer sees anything. It just works like a continuous battery wire spark. It doesn't sense anything. It just keeps pacing, and that's how you get around this problem.
In addition, Daddy has a Latitude machine, which is a machine that monitors
his
pacemaker on a regular basis.
Heart failure.
So it's wonderful because what we did is after every radiation treatment, we would immediately go home and do an interrogation from the machine, and that was sent to the pacer clinic where my dad's cardiologist is, and they reviewed that.
Right. That what they're doing is they're just displaying the current function of what the pacemaker is doing at that moment. The pacemaker collects data about the body. Interrogation means that you're talking to the pacemaker with a remote control device at the chest surface, and you can get out the information that the pacemaker is collecting. Go on.
It's a wonderful thing. The only thing that it doesn't do is it doesn't allow them to see these thresholds that are set on the pacer. So at the end of treatment, you have to get a full interrogation with a live rep or cardiologist. But Daddy, midway through the treatment, and this was something that we really didn't think could happen, he went into a mild congestive heart failure. He started to be fatigued, so I said, you know, Dad, you're a little more fatigued than I think you ought to be. Let's go to the cardiologist. Here was some crackling in his lungs, so they suspended the treatment for just a few days. They upped his Lasix, which allowed him to pull the fluid from the heart because the chest X-ray showed a little bit of infiltration and his BNP was a tad bit elevated.
And that's a blood test for heart failure.
You're getting into the weeds a little bit.
She is. Boy, she knows a lot.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, but it sounds like we're doing okay.
Yeah, well, what ended up happening is they gave him the Lasix, they cleared the fluid, they finished his treatment, and he ended up having 63 treatments, and they did an interrogation at the end, and his pacemaker is intact. He's fine. He's a little fatigued, but it seemed the safest way to go for him with his 25% ejection fraction and chronic AFib and warfarin. But it was really nice to know that there was an option where he felt safe and monitored.
Absolutely. I think he's doing fine. I don't think his symptoms are related to his pacemaker. I think it's all working well in terms of the pacer.
Congratulations, Marianne.
Good. Thanks for the follow-up.
And your father.
Valentine's surprise time. Doug Steffen here with a Valentine gift idea. If you're tired of the same old flower routine, then to honor your Valentine, who is very special, what you need are fresh dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping, or double the berries for just $10 more. You just need my code to take advantage of that deal. Use the code DJV. The berries are dripping in tempting white or milk or dark chocolate. Yum, yum, yum. Topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzles, chopped nuts, you name it, you can get it. Choose a gift from Sherry's Berries. Visit berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in DJV. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone and type in DJV. Order them right now while you're thinking about it. Go to berries.com, use the code DJV.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed back.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Guys, get her something special at JCPenney's Love Worth Giving Sale. Starting Thursday, get an extra $10 off when you spend $25 or more with a coupon on select items in-store and at JCP.com. Or for 3 hours in-store only this Saturday, you'll find $20 diamond stud earrings. That's right, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday only. Diamond stud earrings for just $20. But you better hurry. It's almost Valentine's Day. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Dollar $2.92.14. Some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or newspaper for coupon and details.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Dr. Ken and Doug. I'm Doug Steffen, practicing without a license. I say that with tongue in cheek, although I do have advice and experience, so I'll throw my 2 cents worth in. But the real expert here is cardiologist Dr. Ken Kronos, who's been practicing at Lake Cardiology down in Florida, not far from Disney and the Space Coast and those places where people like to go. So if you find it in, like, listening to that last caller, and the information that Ken passes along, whether it be on the radio program or in person at his office, it's great info, great advice, great therapy. I just find going to Ken a fabulous way to get to the bottom of things that I'm concerned about with my body. And if you've got those concerns and haven't liked what you've heard or have a question, haven't got enough information, here's a guy that can give you a lot of time. So if you care to go visit with Ken, you can call his office anytime, 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken. A visit to his office down in South Florida. This would be a good time of year. I bet a lot of those snowbirds up in Boston that are fighting that snow this this week. So let's get on a plane if we can find one that goes south and go see Dr. Ken. So anyway, you can find us also if you'd like to call or communicate. As I said, it's Doug at DougSteffen.com, or you can go to Facebook at Doug Steffen, or call 888-302-3684 or 888-55-DR-KEN. Another way for you to get through, 888-553-7536. One of the things this week that is, and matter of fact, Carol, why don't we get the big-voiced announcer ready to go through the eight foods. Ken loves the big voice announcer, and some of our listeners love this foolish, the big voice announcer is just kind of fun. So we have eight foods to boost the immunity in your system, fight the common cold, which is something that is on everybody's mind this time of year, especially with the cold, especially with the snow, especially with the bad weather. So let's go through, starting the big voice announcer at number
Eight.
There you go.
Plenty of liquids.
Number 7.
Fruits and vegetables.
Number 6.
The spice turmeric.
Number 5.
Foods rich in zinc, such as oysters, red meat, eggs, fortified cereal, beans, and pumpkin seeds.
Number 4.
Garlic.
Number 3.
Fatty fish, such as salmon and tuna. Yogurt.
Number 1.
Chicken soup.
Ah, just your mother, your Jewish mother said, you don't like me with chicken soup, what's the matter?
Bubamycin.
Yes. All right, so lots of liquids, lots of veggies, turmeric or curcumin. You can find it either way. That's the spices that the Indians use. I don't mean the Indians. I mean the Indians from India. There's a politically incorrect. I can just hardly wait to after I do talking about Indians. You know what will happen with that. Zinc.
What a world.
Garlic. Fish oil. It is a world. Isn't it a crazy world? My God, people are nuts. Anyway, yogurt and chicken soup for the soul or otherwise. That sounds like a recipe that your grandma, although grandma didn't know much about turmeric or curcumin, I'm guessing, but your mother always said, eat your vegetables.
She knew about all the other things on this list.
Well, garlic especially. I take garlic. I started taking garlic supplements when I go to bed at night because I don't like them during the day because it oftentimes, like some of the fish oil supplements, they come back, you eat them a couple of times. So,
Some olive oil in a green salad or full of fresh vegetables and sprinkle on the garlic. Mm-hmm. I'm ready for a big, good meal.
Right. And what would you have for protein in that meal?
What would I put in there? Oh, a lot of things. I would put some chicken breasts. I would put sardines in there. I would put eggs. Yes.
All right.
Especially egg whites, one yolk a day.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe some tuna or salmon.
Nosebleeds in our focus, plus a little bit more on heart failure may be appropriate as we discuss things during Heart Health Month, which is what February is all about. Valentine's Day on the way. Dr. Ken can be your medical Valentine. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day Health.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door. Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for half the cost? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to straight talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at Straight Talk.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
The hour now. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program called Good Day Health, produced every week for your benefit. Dr. Ken joins us for an hour. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here as well. Differing points of view, lots of medical news every single week, important medical news, so we have that focus to help you out. You can join us at 888-553-7536 should you want, or email to me, Doug at DougSteffen.com with questions. I think there was one of the news stories we didn't get to yet, Ken, that has to do with calcium buildup. Because we've had conversation here today about young people and heart failure. Heart failure affects people of all ages, but what may happen to people who perhaps may eat the wrong things and are obese, or they're using drugs and their hearts may have some anomaly in them. I mean, most people with healthy hearts can take some of this stuff, but not everybody can. And then there's the story about calcium building up in arteries, and that sort of leads right into a focus on super beets. But I do want to have you explain, and I want to talk about this nosebleed situation that I had that was somewhat corrected. But first, the business, this report from the Journal of the American Medical Association on calcium buildup, which comes from what? What is it different? Everybody's body different. Do we? Some of us have calcium buildup without even trying, and others eat the wrong foods and have calcium buildup. How does this happen?
Well, this happens because in the piping to the body, the circulation. There's a wallpaper. The inner lining has a covering. It's called the endothelium. And when that gets damaged because of inflammation and things like smoking can damage it, excess inflammation, high blood pressure, these damages to this lining open it up to then become attractive to calcium in the blood, cholesterol in the blood, fat in the blood, and this then starts the plaquing process, and you get these plaques that grow and rupture, and you get heart attacks. And what we're discovering is that this process called atherosclerosis, which I just described, is occurring earlier and earlier in life. Young adults with any amount of calcified plaque in their arteries, Doug, are already at risk of a heart attack. Among those 32 to 46 years old in this study, even a little calcified plaque, and what we call atherosclerosis or hardening of the arteries, can boost the odds for fatal or non-fatal heart disease fivefold over the next 12 years from the time it's discovered. People with risk factors for heart disease at a young age, we're talking about high blood pressure, high cholesterol, overweight or a smoker, all of the things that damage that wallpaper, that endothelium, they might consider a CT scan to see if you are at a very high risk for having this process. And this process leads to the number one killer of Americans, heart attacks.
All right. So then, this is not a crass commercial message, but one wonders with all the talk that we have on the air about superbeets and what they do for your arteries. If one has a calcium buildup in one's arteries, does using superbeets help to diminish the problem or somehow or other? Let's describe, again, the certain things that are great about superbeets, but also dealing with calcium, which is like plaque, is another kind of plaque, is it not?
Well, there's two types of plaque that gum up the circulation. There's hard calcified plaque and soft fatty plaque. And the superbeets come not directly with this process, but is definitely related to circulatory health in general. And from Nobel Prize winning research, we know that the body needs to continuously remake nitric oxide, the third important gas in the body after oxygen and carbon dioxide. And we know that red blood cells, they bring oxygen from head to toe through the piping, the arteries in your body. And for the red blood cell to enter into the constricted blood vessels, it has to first spray the blood vessel with nitric oxide, and this nitric oxide miraculously opens up the circulation so the red blood cell can then get in, bring the oxygen from head to toe. Nitric oxide, it also acts as a signaling molecule, helping cells communicate with each other. So you need nitric oxide. You need to continuously remake it. If you don't have the adequate building blocks, you will be deficient. I recommend from this company that we deal with that you check about their two products. One is Neo 40, and that's from Neogenis, the company. Neo 40 will increase your tank of nitric oxide that we all need. Please check your level with their nitric oxide test strips, their saliva test strips, really easy to use, developed by a physiologist at Baylor. And their second product, Superbeets, gives you a jolt of nitric oxide. So if you're working out or you have mid-afternoon fatigue, you're grabbing all those caffeinated beverages, those energy drinks, substitute a natural, nice, effective, healthy way to do it with the Superbeets. That'll give you the energy boost that you're looking for, and then check to make sure that your ongoing level is adequate so that you're feeling good 24/7 with the Neo 40 after you check your saliva level for the nitric oxide.
All right, how to feel good. The most direct way is to get involved with Superbeets. Superbeets, the most convenient way to get the nitrates Ken is talking about. Specifically, they help support healthy blood flow and circulation, working three times faster to give you the results that you can feel. So, Superbeets, available by calling 800-655-4183. That's one of the best descriptions, if you will, explanations, Ken, that you've given. You do a great job with this, but I think it has to be relative. And when you talk about, you can visualize, people listening can visualize what's going on in the piping. It's not unlike, and I think I've said this before, I remember talking about the old galvanized pipes in my house as a kid. One day, there was no water coming out of the pipe. And so you go downstairs in the basement, and you look around, and I took a pipe apart. They were old galvanized pipes, and the rust had so basically overtaken the galvanized pipe that it plugged up completely the flow of water. So I had to change. That was the era when galvanized was being taken out anyway, and people were putting in plastic. And because, again, the same things are going to happen with plastic. Well, in your body, same thing can happen. And that brings me around to an interesting question. A lot of times in some of these really specific, the arteries that are, when you go, they have blockages, sometimes they take other arteries and or vein material from other parts of your body. But don't sometimes some of the arteries, if the body is so compromised, don't they use some kind of plastic to replace the arteries in your body when they do these operations?
Well, the body can sometimes manufacture new vessels. Those are called collaterals. And then the surgeons can bypass the blockages with bypass surgery by putting grafts in new blood vessels. And then we can mechanically stimulate the heart to grow new blood vessels with no needles, no cutting, no medications, with EECP, enhanced external counterpulsation. Yes.
Yeah, in the same wavelength with that. So okay, anyway.
A lot of ways to make new blood vessels. Medications are sometimes used to help better function the blood vessels that we already have.
50 ways to lose your lover or get your lover back again. One way has the same kind of stuff. All right, so back to Super Beats and how you get them. The first order comes with a 30-day bonus supply. So you order 3 months, get 4 months. The last month is free, plus you get the book Beat the Odds, which Ken and I have both read. Very helpful information to help us talk about Super Beats and how they work so well to keep your body pumping the blood that it needs to your muscles, to your brain, to every inch, every speck of your body. So call 800-655-4183 to get in on the program that Ken recommends. 800-655-4183 for Super Beats and all the ancillary things that will go. Hopefully keep your blood getting around your body, keep everything healthy, keep your heart running so you live longer, as Ken says, on planet Earth. 800-655-4183 for Super Beats.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. High blood pressure affects some 70 million adults in the United States. Although blood pressure increases with age, there are some things people can do to prevent hypertension.
Well, generally, the major factors are related to dietary salt or sodium chloride intake. Cigarette smoking has been associated with an elevated blood pressure. Obesity, undiagnosed conditions such as sleep apnea, can raise the blood pressure.
Mayo Clinic nephrologist Dr. Vincent Cantanello says some over-the-counter medications can also cause hypertension.
It's the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, the naproxens and ibuprofens. They raise the blood pressure.
How? Basically, they tell the body to retain more salt. Being aware of and managing these risk factors can go a long way toward lowering your overall risk. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Guys, get her something special at JCPenney's Love Worth Giving Sale. Starting Thursday, get an extra $10 off when you spend $25 or more with a coupon on select items in-store and at JCP.com. Or for 3 hours in-store only, this Saturday, you'll find $20 diamond stud earrings. That's right, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday only. Diamond stud earrings for just $20. But you better hurry. It's almost Valentine's Day. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. $2.92.14. Some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or newspaper for coupon and details.
Good Day Health continuing with an update on an overdose epidemic that seems to be linked to anti-anxiety medications. In other words, the drugs that are intended to help folks relax and lead normal lives now being linked to a what is described by some as a national epidemic of overdose deaths. This report on opioid abuse grabbing a lot of headlines. There's growing evidence that a sharp spike in the prescription of anti-anxiety medications is contributing to the number of overdose deaths. And so what's the problem here? Medications that are given out too commonly, Valium, Ativan, Xanax. As a study was in the American Journal of Public Health, which examined data finding prescriptions for these anti-anxiety medications jumping from 8 million prescriptions in the last 10 years to 13 million in this past year, which is an increase of, about 60% or so. And by contrast, overdose deaths during that period quadrupled. That seems to me to be a red light, a warning signal. This is a risky combination. Medications like oxycodone, some of the other anti-anxiety medications, they ought to be Lysanaxia? I can't even pronounce some of these things. But boy, you better be careful. Even if your doctor gives them to you willingly or says this will take care of things, there's a huge risk involved in overdosing on some of these opioid pain relievers. It's like sticking a needle. That's how people overdose, you know, with heroin, because that's an opioid. And this is the same kind of stuff. So even if you're depressed, my God, be careful about what you're taking. Will you please? That's a word of advice, a word to the wise. Hopefully is sufficient. Be on the outlook or lookout. All right, 46 after the hour. This is Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. And the story of my operation on my nose, I told the kids I had a nose job. So my son fell for it. Dad, what, your nose? You had a good nose. Why'd you mess with it? I said, no, Brennan, I had it because I've been having these nosebleeds for a couple of years. And when I was first told that I should have it cauterized, I think I said this to you. All I could think of was what we do to the cows on the farm. Most of you know that I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and the old-time ways of fixing things, like if you castrated a bull, cauterization process involved a hot iron in which, after the operation was done, you would use on the skin to seal it up. So I'm thinking this doctor's going to stick a hot knife or something up my nose to burn the skin to keep it burning, which is kind of what they used to do, isn't it?
That is what they did.
Yeah. All right, so now he used a little flat tongue suppressor, or whatever they call it, put some silver nitrate or something like that, silver oxide, up in my nose, and it burned. He put it on the area, burned for a while, but the nose bleeding has stopped. So how does that work? What is that all about?
Well, the blood vessels that are breaking and cracking and bleeding, they just vaporized them, got rid of them.
That's all it is, vaporizing it.
It mostly destroy the blood vessels that are cracking, puncturing, perforating, and bleeding.
Really? So this is a simple, it was fairly simple. I was in his office about a half an hour. He checked everything else out, stuck stuff in my ears and up my nose. That long tube that they stick in your nose and it goes down your throat.
That's no fun.
No-wee. Not at all. All right, well, anyway, the bottom line is that that's the way. Those of you, I tell the story, I am happy to act as a guinea pig for those of you who are having the same problem. That may be the fix that you check out. All right, we've had sort of as a theme going on, and we've got about a minute left in this portion of the program, talking about heart failure, so-called HF, and the symptoms. Are they any different than the actual symptoms for a heart attack, let's say? dizzy or anything? What goes on?
There can be overlap, but they're not necessarily the same. You know, heart attacks don't always present like the Hollywood heart attack with the crushing chest discomfort, the sweat coming down, and they're sometimes very subtle symptoms that you're having a clogged circulation with permanent damage to the heart muscle. But heart failure often presents with shortness of breath, unexplained fatigue, which is due to the heart failure. Your ankles start swelling. They don't resolve. They don't go down when you wake up. You often will wake up in the middle of the night short of breath because you're literally drowning in your secretions, in your own fluids. Yeah. You need to sleep sitting up. We often ask the patients, how many pillows do you sleep on? And often they're sleeping on at least three pillows because they can't sleep flat on their back because, again, the fluids get in their way.
Wow. All right, so this is good information. Lots of things to think about. Pay attention and your health will be better. I guarantee that with each visit of Dr. Ken on Good Day Health. It's 10 minutes for the hour now.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you heard about Dr. Ken Kronhaus? If you're new to the program, he's here with us every week at this time to go through a lot of the medical news. He studies the journals and brings to the surface a lot of important news that will affect a lot of people, like this one here, Ken. This story that may help people who are trying to lose weight. There are always people looking for new ways, and this focus appears to be on whole grains. Why would that help us lose, eating whole grains help us lose weight?
Exactly. Out of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition this week, Doug, whole grains in your diet are better for you than refined grains. Whole grains may help you lose weight by decreasing the number of calories retained during digestion while simultaneously speeding up metabolism. The grain food group includes rice, oats, wheat, and barley, while whole grains contain the whole grain kernel and include brown rice, oatmeal, and whole wheat flour. Refined grains are starches that are processed and milled to remove the bran and germ. to prolong their shelf life. Examples of refined grains include white rice, white bread, and white flour. You see the common word there.
White flour, white, yes, bad stuff. Man, you've certainly brought that home for me. I know when I stop eating bread and things,
white
cakes
bread
and pies and stuff, anything with white flour in it, I can immediately, almost in days, feel the impact on my waistline.
And the word whole is good.
Yep, whole grains, good to help you lose weight. All right, next item of interest here from the heavy lifting department. More and more women are doing physically active jobs. And if you're working in a place where you're lifting, or even maybe if you're at the gym and you're a heavy lifter and you're pregnant, it may not be a good combination, it looks like.
That's trying to get pregnant. Out of occupational and environmental medicine this week, Doug, women who have physically demanding jobs may experience decreased fertility, and working schedules that fall outside normal daytime hours may also lower a woman's ability to conceive. So women who are planning pregnancy, they should be aware of the potential negative impacts of that non-day shift and heavy lifting could have on their reproductive health.
All right, let's stay with this conception idea for a moment, because there's another thing on the other side. Women in the gym lifting heavy, trying to lose weight and maintain a physicality that is desirable, people who are not doing that may have a hard time getting pregnant, especially people who are really heavy, right?
This is interesting. We think about all the problems with obesity. Here's another one out of Human Reproduction this week. Couples, and also it's not only the women, it's the men also. Couples in which both partners are obese could have more difficulty conceiving than their non-obese counterparts, taking 55 to 59% longer to achieve pregnancy. Losing weight could not only help reduce the time needed to conceive, but also reduce the risk of other diseases, Doug, such as type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and cancer.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. There's another one here that I find. You're a cardiologist. This actually deals with the fat shaming story, what that does to your heart health or overall health.
Sure. Obesity Journal this week. Overweight women who believe negative messages about their bodies, Doug, are at greater risk for heart disease and diabetes than those who maintain a more positive body image.
All right. So there's one other one here that's quick. The calcium buildup in young arteries.
That's
and how
quick.
That might impact, it's not all right. So we'll deal with it later on. I saw that and I thought, wow, here's something. When we talk about super beats and how good it is for people to get on the super beats routine, Dr. Ken's brought to us by the folks who bring to you super beats, a way to deal with your arteries, to open them up, to keep the blood pressure either where it's supposed to be or get it down to where it's supposed to be. Ken is a cardiologist familiar with arteries and veins and circulation, and that's why he likes to talk to people about rejuvenating their arteries by using super beats and the products associated with it, yes?
Well, Nobel Prize winning research that our body needs to continuously make nitric oxide, so it needs the building blocks to make the nitric oxide, and if we're deficient, we just don't function well. And we have two products from the company Neogenes. They're super beats. It gives you a boost of nitric oxide instead of using those high caffeinated beverages or before you need to do your workout to get some extra energy. And also test your nitric oxide level with their nitric oxide test strips. Put a little saliva on it, look at the color, and if it is low, get their Neo 40 product so you can get your baseline tank full with nitric oxide so the blood vessels open up to oxygen.
Take advantage of the Super Beat special. Get on board for the first time. Call 800-655-4183 and order a 3-month supply. You get an extra month free. 800-655-4183.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.